These are the faces of the recession. A small business owner, a community agency director, an unemployed husband and father, a primary care physician. The recession, especially its impact on health coverage, touches them all in some way. When new construction came to a grinding halt in Florida, Fred Walker's glass and window business in St. Petersburg did too. Sales plunged more than 50%. A staff of 11 shrunk to 6.
Everybody was busy. We had lots of guys working here, and everyone was doing well. We had all the overtime we wanted. It was an amazing crash.
That crash forced him to dip into his savings 3 times to make payroll, and the health insurance coverage he has long been committed to offering his employees became a crushing burden.
I just push on ahead and do what I know how to do.
Walker, who pays half of his workers' premiums, had already switched to a less expensive plan with a $6,000 deductible. But in this recession, that still wasn't enough to help make ends meet.
As I saw the cutbacks coming, that was one of the things that had to go.
So he was came to me and said that he was considering having to do that. And I told him, well, I've got this lump in my chest that I'd like to go get that checked before you do that, just in case.
The lump was breast cancer. On her hourly wages, cancer and the potential loss of health insurance threatened to wreck Mindy Reed physically and financially. What rescued her was Walker's decision to not drop the coverage for now.
I depend on these people and they depend on me, so I wouldn't do that. I may not be able to continue to do it, but I'm hoping to get at least Mindy through her treatment.
Reed had surgery and says she returned to work sooner than she probably should have and without chemotherapy so she wouldn't lose income.
It just breaks my heart that, you know, something that's so totally out of my control is going to be what takes me down financially. You know, said I can survive it physically, but I don't know about financially.
The recession has rolled hard and fast through Long Island in New York, where the cost of living is high. Home foreclosures are more frequent here than elsewhere in the region. Unemployment has skyrocketed.
There is the overall challenge that there are not enough resources to cover the gaps in services that folks here on Long Island need.
The agency Gwen O'Shea runs links residents to social services, such as health care. It's an agency swamped with requests, just as its funding has been reduced.
There are a lot more folks that come through our door on a daily basis. There are a lot more folks that call us on a daily basis, and there is an increase across the board.
O'Shea says children of families in need are most likely to get health care because of New York State's Medicaid and children's health insurance programs. Adults, however, don't usually qualify. O.C. Pompey earned $75,000 a year as a manager for Verizon until he was laid off last winter. Unable to find a new job, he's living on unemployment benefits that amount to a quarter of his previous earnings.
I could take care of myself. I could take care of my family. And since I lost my job, all those things that I took for granted, you know, I have to look at.
Pompey lost his health insurance when he lost his job. He and his wife considered paying the full cost of health insurance through COBRA. But even with a federal subsidy, COBRA would have eaten up almost all of his unemployment benefits.
We were debating for a while, well, if we both can't afford it, you know, which one of us, you know, maybe could use it, you know, more. And, as a husband, you know, you don't want to have to make that choice. So we decided that, you know, we couldn't afford the COBRA. And if we couldn't, you know, both afford it, we'd both, you know, we'd do without.
Like Pompeii, the recession has led to a frightening and unfamiliar world for Laurie Layton. After losing her job in the mortgage industry, her home in Virginia to foreclosure, her health insurance, she moved in with family on Long Island. At a low point, she turned to a food bank for help.
I had no idea how to navigate the system. It was totally a new experience for me.
Layton recently found a job, but it has no benefits and the pay is so minimal she can't afford health insurance or a visit to the doctor who treated her for thyroid cancer.
I have to go every year to see my doctor, and I have not been there now in a year and a half. I was due to go in December for my 5-year checkup and could not afford to go. It scares me to death every day.
While there is a safety net, it's been stretched beyond capacity in this recession. Beloit, Wisconsin has been hammered by the fallout in the auto industry, with unemployment this summer topping 18%.
When Kathy gets back,
Richard Gruber is with Mercy Health System, which has 65 medical facilities in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Clinics and emergency rooms here are facing unprecedented demands.
We've seen a dramatic increase in the amount of charity care that we provide. We've seen a dramatic increase in the amount of Medicaid services that we provide, both inpatient and outpatient.
Uncompensated care at Mercy is climbing steadily. Gruber expects it to reach $50 million next year, a 30% increase over last year.
How are you today?
Good.
Yeah?
The Beloit Area Community Health Center has tried to accommodate a community on the ropes by lowering the minimum payment from $20 to $10 and adding a doctor who sees walk-in patients a few days a week.
Okay.
Dr. Ildi Martonfi says wait times for regular appointments have grown to a month. And when she does see patients, she sees evidence that more are delaying care and ignoring significant problems.
And they come in saying, well, you know, gosh, doc, you know, I'm here for, you know, I twisted my ankle. But, you know, yeah, now that you mention it when you're asking me how I'm doing, you know, I have this chest pain now and then. And you delve into it more, and this is chest pain that, you know, could be concerning for something wrong with their heart.
Nicole, do you know if we
they don't want to rack up a big bill that they won't be able to pay for?
The fallout from this recession clearly runs deep and wide across the country. Americans everywhere are living the problems Congress is debating about health care reform. Health care coverage is eroding. Safety net providers are stretched thin. Money is so tight, some Americans are risking their health by foregoing care. And no one knows where or when this will end.